Macmillan Audio presents A Place of Secrets by Rachel Hoare. Read for you by Jilly Bond.
Prologue. The night before it all begins, Jude has the dream again. She is stumbling through a dark forest, lost and crying for her mother. She always wakes before the end, so she never knows whether she finds her. But it's very vivid. She feels the loamy earth, hears twigs crack under her feet, and smells the rich woody fragrances that are always strongest at night when the trees are breathing. It's chilly. Brambles catch at her hair. And the panic, the despair, they're real enough as she claws her way to consciousness. She scrabbles for the light switch and lies waiting for her sobbing breaths and racing heart to slow. This is the nightmare she had when she was a child. What's brought it back now, she cannot say. She passed many terrible nights after losing Mark, but was never haunted by this particular dream. Just as she thinks she's regaining control of her life, it scorns her feeble attempts and pulls her back into powerless infancy. She once asked a school friend, who had an interest in dreams, what it could mean. A dense forest, was it? Sophie reached for a book from her shelf, flipped the pages till she found what she wanted and read out, "Loss in trade, unhappy home influences and quarrels among families." Ring any bells? She looked at Jude hopefully. That sounds like a horoscope in a magazine, Jude said. You can take it in any number of ways. One, I was sure.